Thomas, and it could turn in it. Well, you, don't you know you can't go back through him and again? But you know what? He'll screw you good and proper?
Well, under the rule, O'Brien says, you do not have to go back to the Rules Committee under the first rule we got. Secondly,
you have to send any bell to conference. Bell, to go to conference, you have to get unanimous consent.
Well, we tried like hell to keep any amendments from being offered.
All right, just let them concur in them. Let Humphrey get up and say, I move to concur. Mansteel, I concur in the House amendments.
Well, O'Brien says there's one amendment that the Senate won't concur to. It was put in by John Bell Williams, which puts a disclaimer on the kids who participate, makes them
sign. Well, I won't sign it without it, so just see what you want. I don't care what he's talking about, who won't disclaimer. Hell, there's no reason why we ought to, why a guy shouldn't say that he's not a communist. Every guy that takes the oath of office, the senator says it. I just don't want that to get back up there again. I tell y'all, I never saw a crowd that's really as tough to get a bill passed for. I just can't understand it. You have to go through Smith, and you got to get 8 votes. You got 8 to 7 once before, and one of them going to get 6. One of them going to blackmail you, and learn this for all time to come, so nobody will ever have to teach it to any of you again. You can never get a bill into conference without a rule or unanimous consent. One of those two things.
We don't want a conference. We didn't.
All right, just get the Senate then to concur in it. Call Mansfield and say, please, oh, please, dear God, this man is taking all the misery in the world because he got in with a bunch of social workers that never heard of a parliamentary procedure. They don't know one thing about it. And I can't believe Larry's ever heard of it if he's advising you that way. I just can't understand it. We all know that I fought for months and months and months to get these boys back there and had to threaten them and had to go down and see this damn fellow from California by himself and had to see Madden by himself and all of this that Shriver never heard of and never knew of and had to take old Delaney's questions. And now you're getting right back into the gate again. So just please, if you can, the smart thing before the NAM and the CCC and the rest of them get after you is if you could say these amendments don't amount to a tinker's dam. Everybody that goes on the payroll in this state says I'm not a communist. Every congressman that takes an oath says he's not a communist. He's going to support our Constitution. And why in the hell somebody wants to go out and have a civil liberties fight, I don't know.
It's the Joe Clarks and the Paul Douglases who do that.
Well, then that's their bill. So we just don't have to have the bill. I'm just not going to go through that. I'm not going to say it. I'm demanding they be a communist. I'm afraid to let them say they're not going to be a communist. That's the damnedest fool thing that I ever heard of in my life. And I don't think that Paul Douglas and Joe Clark, either one, know it's in there. I bet you $4 it didn't. Who told you they knew it was in there?
Nobody told me that.
All right, then how do you know then?
Well,
they're both of them off running around, jumping up and down like the average crackpot.
Didn't they read the newspapers? It was in the newspapers.
Well,
about the Williams Amendment.
Okay, Bill, I'm just giving you the best judgment that I know how, and I've just gone through a campaign of calling about 50 people, and I had to say 30 of them. I didn't dare tell you a Shriver or Walter I called. And I traded all over the thing to rescue something, and now you're going to get right back in the same shape. I never heard them putting this amendment on. I didn't know it. Nobody told me about it. And if you want to beat it, the time to beat it was then. Not now, but if you have to go back to the Rules Committee again.
We tried to beat it. We tried like hell to beat it.
Well,
it was just, no one expected it. Boggs didn't expect it. Albert didn't expect it. And, it was one of those kind of like the states' rights amendment. You couldn't beat it. And I asked O'Brien that the first thing I said this morning when he called was, we've got to get a bill that will not have to go back to Congress. And he says, well, we would have made it except for the Williams Amendment. He says that some of these far-out guys over in the Senate are going
to... Well, I better talk to O'Brien, because I'll tell you, if the House has a roll call on it, Bill, they won't take it out of Congress. You won't adopt the conference report. Why do you want to lose $1 billion over something that don't amount to a damn?
I don't know of anyone who does.
Well,
except the Paul Douglas is in the...
Well, if you haven't heard from him, I'd just go on and try to concur.
You've got no argument from us, Mr. President, from Shriver.
That's all I'm asking.
From me.
That's all I'm asking.
No problem from us.
Let me talk to Larry O'Brien. Transfer him to him.
All right.